After 8 straight trips to the NBA Finals, including 4 straight with the Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron James and his new team, the LA Lakers, are likely to miss the playoffs entirely. WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, LeBron was sidelined with an injury for part of the year and hasn't really looked like himself out on the court. His Lakers have a losing record, and the team has looked like a disaster. What's going on?
Nothing about this is typical for LeBron. I mean, number one is whenever he has moved before, whether it was 2010 from Cleveland to Miami, or then from Miami back to Cleveland at 14, what did he do, Mark?
He planned.
Yes. And how did that show up?
Well, I mean, it showed up with other players. He doesn't play without other all-stars or without all-star deals in place before he goes somewhere.
In fact, when he left Cleveland back in 2010, one of the factors was they didn't get me enough good players to win a title. So in the summer of 2010, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron all cooked up this thing to go to Miami. They even at that point had the same agent. So they go there, play 4 years, win 2 titles. Then LeBron decides he wants to come home. And so who do the Cavs have at that time back in 14? Who was their star?
Oh, back in 14, well, I mean, it was Kyrie, obviously.
Right.
And then they just got the number one pick, which they turned into Andrew Wiggins.
Right. And then Andrew Wiggins, they had a deal in place. If LeBron would come back, they could trade Andrew Wiggins and some other guys for Kevin Love. The idea being the big three. Miami had the big three with Bosh, Wade, and LeBron. Then LeBron comes to Cleveland, big three, Kevin Love, an all-star, Kyrie Irving, an all-star, and LeBron. So, 4 more trips to the finals, another title for Cleveland. Now you go, so it's 2018, the summer, and, you know, we had sensed that LeBron was going to leave and go to the Lakers, and we're figuring, okay, there's people coming.
Yeah. They're going to make a team.
They're going to make a team. Instead of all-stars, it was like these guys that you would find in a basketball rummage sale. I mean, no disrespect. They are millionaires.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, it was like Lance Stevenson. If you don't know these names, there's no reason to unless you're hardcore NBA. Rajon Rondo, Michael Beasley. JaVale McGee.
Yeah.
I'm looking at – that's it?
Yeah.
You went from Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, or you went from Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh to – JaVale McGee and Rajon Rondo. Again, if you don't know the names, don't sweat. That's the point. That's exactly the point. And it just seemed to me either LeBron thought the Lakers were going to make some moves or something fell apart here.
Yeah. What do you think the deal was? Do you think Magic Johnson, the head of basketball operations for the Lakers, president, CEO, I forget what his title is, do you think that he made a promise to LeBron that he couldn't keep?
Yes, in some ways. I think either that, he said either that or we'll get you a guy at midseason at the All-Star break, you know, right around where they make those midseason trades, and they'll work out fine. Well, they didn't. Going back to his days at Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary's, he loved to be surrounded by shooters where he could drive to the basket and then throw it out to some guy and make three-pointers. There was a little guy named Drew Joyce III who was a star on that team, later played at Akron. LeBron loved throwing the ball to Drew Joyce and had some other players, too, at that team that could make outside shots. When he went to Cleveland, he always had Kyle Korver, some other shooters around him, Channing Frye, Matthew Dellavedova, you know, these kind of role players, but they all make outside shots. So not only me, but a lot of people follow the NBA are looking at this roster assembled by the Lakers, and not only were the guys bringing in not very good, they were not good outside shooters.
No, not at all.
So it was a terrible fit. I can't believe LeBron didn't, like, pound on the desk here, say, you got to get me some shooters. So maybe he did and they didn't do it, or something's changed with LeBron. It's just been so odd.
I mean, yeah, they're 4-8 since the All-Star break, and they're 30-34 overall. And I looked at the Vegas odds this morning. They have a 7% chance to make the playoffs. So, Terry, this could be LeBron's first non-playoff team since what? His second year in the league?
Yeah, since the playoffs of 2005. So we'll see what happens next. But, you know, you could say, well, they could be good next year. You know, if LeBron were 27, okay, it's a bad year. We'll regroup in the offseason. But, you know, again, this is the first time he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be the last. So I'm not writing him off saying we'll never see this again, but this has just been the biggest disaster of LeBron's career.
Yeah, we'll just have to see. Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome, Mark.